Hello, welcome to the Monday, May 25th, 2015 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Sometimes it's not necessarily the size of the leak that matters, but the quality and the kind of data that is being leaked. Case in point, Adult Friend Finder, a website that specializes in dating, in particular extramarital affairs and the like. Apparently, this site is actually number 747 of the most visited websites according to Alexa. So there's plenty of opportunity here to extort users that have accounts with Adult Friend Finder. Now, whoever got a hold of the data, he claims to be located in Thailand, is now extorting not the users at this point, but Adult Friend Finder, and asking them to pay up in order to not leak this data. As far as I know, the data hasn't been made public yet. Some samples have been made public to kind of prove that this individual does have the data. And already, based on the sample, it is possible, for example, to identify individuals because it does include things like birthday, address, email address, and IP address. So plenty of data here to identify individuals. You can then also see how much money that user spend on the site to confirm whether or not this is an actual active user or just an account set up out of curiosity at some point. And apparently in Android, the factory reset feature does not work reliable up to including Android 4.3. Researchers at the University of Cambridge did purchase 21 Android smartphones and then reset them. Now, the number of 21 is not really all that large, but this does cover 5 different vendors and all Android versions from 2.3 to 4.3. So they essentially try to cover the major models that are out there, and they were in 80% of the cases successful in retrieving data, including the main encryption key that is being used to encrypt confidential information. So with that, they were also able to get to stored passwords on the device. The problem here apparently is the software drivers for particular smartphone models that implement this factory reset feature, which is not implemented correctly on some manufacturers' devices. And if you think you can just, well, buy a third-party app to do it for you, well, these researchers also looked at the 10 most popular applications and found that they also don't really do it any better than the built-in factory reset. Now, for the user, that really means you have to be very careful if you hand off a used Android device. There is really no reliable way, apparently, at this point to make sure that all of your personal data has been removed. And a new Tor client is available now called Astoria, with this special goal to prevent the anonymization of Tor users by nation-state actors. Now, the identifying feature here for a nation-state actor is that they would be able to control a number of different ASs, so larger networks on the internet. This new client has a new and improved relay selection algorithm that hopefully would prevent some of the attacks that are possible if an actor has access to large ASs and a number of Tor relays and exit points. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.